The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
And I know you wanted me to wear my plaid shirt so we could be twinsies again, but I thought I
think you have to think about it today.
I wore that one last week. So anyway, so what national day is it?
So today, first of all, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
And today is a national gummy worm day.
Gummy worm day. Like gummy
and
bears.
Also, National Love Horses Day.
Okay. This I can relate to.
All right. National Wild Horses Day. Good.
No, Love Your Horse Day.
Oh, National Love Your
Love
Horse.
Love Your Horse Day.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Does the horse love back? This is National Love Your Horse and Be Hugged in Return Day.
Okay. Yeah, we like all that.
They kind of hug. You know, kind of. Not really. Okay.
Well, we've
good
had a heck
morning.
Of a weekend. Yes, whoa. We have. Let's talk about our goodness. Weather really fast, and then we can get on. It was 7:15. We have Anne-Marie calling in, of course, with our calendar.
At 8 o'clock, we have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And I hope they come in today because I want to talk about what happened Saturday. And I want to talk about rhetoric and these kind of things. And we will. We'll talk about that today. But
well, good, because I can tell them that I've gone across the lines this morning with all of the different headlines, and they're very, very mixed with KCNN, Jennings saying if Trump wins election, our country will end, our democracy will end, has consequences. Another headline is, John Cleese tries to score gotcha on gun control, NRA. Another report would be Trump killer rejected from high school shooting club. Some people we've just realized that how much damage that shooter did to the left, et cetera. But anyway, these are all just like, you know, that's bleeding headlines. I know. Trying to get this out today. It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Sunny and hot today. It's only just 103. That's it. Calm winds as well, with mostly clear skies tonight, about 74. Tomorrow, oh my gosh, let's hear a drum roll. Tomorrow we're supposed to be under triple digits with a high of 98. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Tuesday night, mostly clear with 68. Wednesday, 97. Love it. Thursday, 101, and Friday back up to 106. Good week ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, our good friends, the Kinneys, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always going to the hard-to-find places, you know, hard to locate, hard to get up to, where they are going to help you remove your big propane tank and get in there and fix it for you and do whatever they've got to do. They're just wonderful people. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay. You've already exercised this morning.
Well,
you've already gone for
yes.
a 30-minute
yes,
walk,
I took the
with,
dog for
with
a walk.
The, with the dog.
Yes.
So good morning.
Morning.
We visited some friends last night. I'm going to try and talk to. We visited some friends last night, and they live right there on the Sac. And we took, they have a dog, so we took Buford because the last time they were together, they played great together. Well, Buford for the first time saw geese. And it was like a huge flock of geese walking on behind the house on the, you know, looking down at the river. It's a wide open, you know, many houses are several houses along the street, and their backyards all go, must be at least 50, 60 yards, 70 yards. They go into the, you know, down to the river. Well, these geese are covering like four different yards. And so they're gosh, 80, 90 geese. Buford comes out and looks at the geese. I don't think he's ever seen a goose before. And here they are. They're all kind of moving toward the river. And he's watching. And he's watching. And he kind of like ignores them at first. But then they start moving a little bit quicker. Anyway, there's a boat ramp. They're a private boat ramp. And there goes Buford after the geese. They all just kind of hop in the water and head on downstream. Buford jumps into the boat ramp. And all I could think was, I wonder if I can catch him at some point down the river. Well, I run over there, and Buford's up to his, he's up to his shoulders in the water, just looking. Turned around, got out. He's not going to go in the, he's not going to go swimming. But
well,
I could, and so our friend says, let him go. He'll work his way out. My dogs jump in there, and, you know, a couple hundred yards down the stream, it slows down, and they work their way out. And I went, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess once you get used to it. Now, we are going to be talking about the assassination attempt today. We are going to discuss the person who, this is after Anne Marie. I'm going to give you five things that you need to know today about what's happening across, you know, that are headlines. But that most of it is very interesting, again, to, you know, we got a text. Then we started to watch, you know, the live coverage and the flashback of that moment. But this is the first time since Reagan that there has been an assassination. But Reagan was in office.
Yeah. Well.
And then we talk about Secret Service. Love to hear. Everybody wants to know what you think with the fact that you've done this kind of work before.
I've been in overwatch positions many times. And the idea of overwatch is you're protecting your troops on the ground by being in a position that you can, because you don't have enough people to put them on every rooftop, but you've got enough people to watch every rooftop. And if you see a threat, you take the threat out. The in this case, I've got questions just like everybody. I am not a self-professed expert. I can tell you what Overwatch is. But two things do bother me. Is one, did Trump have full Secret Service protection? And from what I've read, again, you know, you get what you read. And what I've heard is he did not have the full presidential package. I mean, that's where they put people on everything. They're taking, they take out to 1,000 yards. Out to 1,000 yards, they are covering everything. Now, the fact is, you know, I heard somebody say yesterday that, you know, how did he get in? There's only three ways to get in. So, blah, blah, blah. And the fact is, he wasn't inside the area. He was outside the area. He didn't have to go through any type of.
But you still think they would sweep.
He was 150 yards away from a roof overlooking the spot where he shot at him. I can't phantom. This is just me.
Yeah.
Now, again, I am not a Secret Service guy.
Phantom or fathom?
I am not in,
Phantom or fathom? You can't fathom how. Go ahead.
Did I say phantom?
Phantom. I was like, well, he was a phantom at that moment.
I can't phantom that either.
Okay.
I can't fathom how this roof was not under constant observation. Now,
right.
The guy gets to it. There's somebody on the ground yelling. There's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And it appears that a law enforcement officer, I read this last night, from the Butler County, one of their, climbed up the ladder. And when he climbed up the ladder, the guy turned the rifle on him. He drops down, of course, as you would. And then the guy starts shooting.
Oh, my.
So, here's the thing. Did that happen? And, you know, and the Butler sheriff, you know, they're asking him all these questions. He goes, I wasn't there. I don't know if he was looking at him. I do know that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, the guy was spotted. He was on the roof. when the policeman saw the guy up there, did he immediately say, shooter?
In his what little...
Yeah, and his thing, I don't know. Maybe he did. But as soon as the guy started shooting, he still got four or five rounds off. One of the last rounds, of course, is from the counter sniper who took him out with a headshot.
Yes, but let's not forget that firefighter.
But this guy had the ability to shoot five times and hit Trump through the grace of God, and I believe in God, and through the grace of God, Trump had either just turned his head at that point, and it took out part of his ear, but then the other shots he fired killed a firefighter captain who was guarding his, who literally took a bullet for his family, and then wounded two others. Now, we got to take a break here. And Anne-Marie's going to call in. Then we'll pick this up because I would like to hear you all. What are your thoughts on this, our listeners? I know it's early. I know it's early. But when we come back at 7:30, I'd like to hear what you think about this. And I hope this, if does nothing else, it's a wake-up call about rhetoric and what people are saying without any form of thought for the things they're saying. Anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition on the 15th of July. Oh my goodness, you know. So nice to be here today. And again, our weather is going to be 103, overnight lows of 74, highs of 98. We're supposed to get a call in, I guess. Oh, Anne Marie is on the phone. Good morning. So great to have you here. Give us the update on the calendar. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. Yes, well, today, as mentioned earlier, it is National I Love Horses Day, and I really do. And it's also National Pet Fire Safety Day. Please think about your pets when you are packing those evacuation bags, folks. So real quick as we begin, couple announcements. The Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation has put out a call to the community for support, citing the recent heat wave as depleting a lot of their resources. You can donate to the group by visiting their website at ShastaWildlife.org. They are also asking for donations of animal carriers in all sizes and larger chain link and welded wire dog kennels. If you are able to donate these items, please contact them at 530-355-453.
Emery? Hello?
Emery? Have our producer call, tell her to call back because there must be some kind of thing going on with the telephone lines. She can't hear it on her end, but my goodness. Anyway, she'll be calling back. Yeah. And so what happens, I was looking to my left and Christina put up a board about Anne Marie. And so, you know, sometimes things happen and people can't get through, but, go ahead, Carl.
Oh, well, I was, until she calls back.
And we're live.
That was weird, but I've never heard that happen before. I mean, you know, isn't that strange? You know, 14 years sitting in here, and I've never heard that sound before on a phone. I mean, I've heard other sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anne Marie, good morning.
Well, we'll just say take two.
Okay, take two.
Were you making, like, toast or something?
We heard some of the dates. There you go.
Okay, start over.
Okay, well, the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation has put a call out to the community for support, citing the recent heat wave as depleting a lot of their resources. They are in need of donations, folks. If you can check them out at ShastaWildlife.org, you can donate right there on their site. They're also looking for donations of animal carriers. You know, if you can help them out, give them a call. 530-365-9453. And be sure to check out their Facebook page, Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. The Igo Ono Volunteer Fire Department is looking for volunteers. To join, you need to live in the Igo Ono area. If you are interested or for more information, you can message the department through their Facebook page, Igo Ono Volunteers, or call 530-396-2400. The Anderson Police Department is doing a canine unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Department canine unit. You can pick up a raffle ticket for a $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. More details can be found on their Facebook page. Wednesday night, July 17th, check out the Refugees as part of the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series located at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. This event is free to attend and will start at 6 p.m. with the opening band and headliner at 7 p.m. food will be available for purchase at the event. Those attending are asked to please keep your pets at home. Chairs and blankets are encouraged to sit on. This Wednesday night summer concert series will continue until August 14th, and more information can be found on the Facebook page Mosquito Serenade. Friday night, July 19th, check out the Billies as part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. Look for vendors and food trucks to also take part in this event. Again, lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged to sit on. The Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th. More information can be found on Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. Now, please note outdoor events are subject to change or be canceled due to extreme heat, as was the case last Friday night when that concert was canceled because of the heat. Friday night, July 19th, join the Anderson VFW Post 9650 for a taco salad dinner from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Dinner is by donation only. Suggested donation is $10. This dinner is open to the public. For more information, contact the Post at 530-365-9650. Do you enjoy musicals? Check out the classic musical, Hairspray, this Friday and Saturday at the Axiom Repertory Theater, located at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Tickets and showtimes can be found at axreptheater.com or call 530-605-0500. And finally, if you are interested in vendor space for the upcoming Shasta District Fair, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet, there are applications available online at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. The upcoming dates for 2024 include the weekend of September 14th and 15th, November 9th and 10th, and December 7th and 8th. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Thank you so much. It's always great to hear.
Hey, we didn't hear the last 3 minutes. Could you repeat? Could you start over again?
You kidding?
Sure. Here we go. Take three. No, I'm just kidding.
So am I. Anne Marie. Okay. Well, thank you. You know, life goes on. You know, we have almost a national tragedy Saturday, and yet, you know, we have to keep moving. Life goes on. You can't say no blood, no foul, because there was blood and it was foul. So, but there are a lot of things happening, you know, going down to the parks, listening to music, the Sacramento. Saw many people rafting down the Sac, and not one of them wasn't smiling yesterday. And so there's lots of things to do.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. Been here for like 17, 18 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Local board of directors, I mean, it's like the Cheers of banks, my friends, except that it's run very, very well. Has won awards. It's been one of the best small banks in California. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Good Monday with Carl and Linda Bott here.
Good morning.
96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Yes. Okay. The chat room. It's up.
It is?
Kind of.
Okay.
I see it. It comes up. But when I write things on it, nothing happens. But yet I see other people writing on it. Like, so I'm not sure it's working.
We're going to fix it again.
Yeah, we're still working on it. Worked on it over the weekend. At least it's up. And there are... I saw one thing come through, but I'm not sure how that came through. It was like an ad for a mat to keep the sand out of your house. I'm not sure how that got on there. But David and Mark are working on this, and I and David, in the future, don't ever send me anything about showing me how to log into some place without giving me context on it, because it makes no sense to me. I am not like that. So, hey, welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, we were talking about the availability of doctors over the weekend. And Shasta Regional Medical Center has got this residency program. It's got 22 residents in there. It's a three-year program. And two of the residents who already had 1 year before, so they're graduating this year, came in on the show last week. And both of them said they want to stay in Reading as general practitioners. Two more doctors to our numbers here as general practitioners. One wants to be a hospitalist at Shasta Regional, which, you know, means he does a number of different – a hospitalist is the doctor who works for the hospital, okay? The other wants to be a hospitalist, but he also wants to work in a local clinic as a GP. So if we can continue that type of – you know, every year 10 new ones come in, 10 graduate like that, And if we can keep, gosh, just if we could keep three or four of them here. Or they go off to do a specialty for a couple of years, and they come back. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's what they're doing. Healing starts here. Okay, let's go on with the tragic or near-tragic events on Sunday. Now, we can't forget that captain, he was a fire chief or fire captain in the town. When the shooting started, he put himself over his family, over his kids and his mom and his wife, and was killed. Another two onlookers, rally attendees, were also shot. They're in the hospital in stable condition, from what I understand. Trump started a GoFundMe page, or Trump's people started a GoFundMe page for this firefighter, and it's already got over $1 million, and I expect it'll get more. What a tragedy for that family. Now, everything we're reading about the shooter is that, again, mild-mannered, seemed friendly, his family was really nice, middle-class neighborhood. He'd walked to a hospital where he was a nurse's aide or a dietitian at a clinic. No idea, nothing, that this was happening. Yet he had been pre-planning this. Of course, they're going to go through all of his social media, like break his phone. When I say break his phone, get into his phone and all of this. But they said it had been pre-planned. It wasn't something he just said, I think I'll just, steal my dad's gun and go down to the rally and shoot somebody.
Well, according to the New York Post, the Secret Service blamed local police for failing to secure the rooftop from which gunman Thomas Crooks attempted to assassinate former President Trump, insisting it was outside the perimeter the federal agency was tasked with protecting.
Okay, let me just say this.
All right.
There are calls for Cheadle, who heads up the Secret Service, to resign immediately because of this failure. And then they blame it on DEI that she had her job. Well, when I first read the headline, I thought, whoa, that's pretty serious. But then you read about Cheadle's background. She worked for the Secret Service for 20 years and was on a Obama's protective detail that she then took over some really high-powered jobs at the Secret Service, including protection of value targets, all these things, before she retired and went to work for Pepsi as head of their worldwide security measures. And if you think about, head of worldwide security measures, think about all the places Pepsi is and the dangerous places, and they've got their people. So I'm saying that's probably a pretty big job. Before she then was appointed this, she was in charge of millions of dollars of programs and did the job well. So it's not like she was pulled off the street and she had right. no experience. So I think that, just because she was a woman appointed to a job that she had done and it appears to have done very well in is just BS.
Well, we were listening to, the story that we've got is that years ago when Carl and I were going to Sturgis, we'll get that to say. Let me finish
my
thought.
We'll get to you in a second, Chris.
We were driving through Utah, trailering the Harley, and we listened to Tom Gresham's Gun Talk all the way through the state of Utah before we bought the station, before we were able to come into this position. And the first thing, once we were in the position to start a radio station and really figure out the programming, was the first show that we thought we were enthralled with was Gun Talk from Tom Gresham. So we were listening to him yesterday on the way to go visit some friends, some very special friends.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the fumbling of putting the gun back in the holster.
Oh, the Secret Service. Yeah, they were talking about the agents themselves putting, return. It's micro stuff, but they're on this DEI hunt right now. So, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
A few things. First off, what does Anne Marie sip in the morning before she comes in?
I don't know, but I'm trying to find out what kind of coffee or tea or whatever. I need it.
She's plugged into some kind of high voltage thing, but this is not. This is every time, not just one day.
Whatever she's sipping, I want some of that.
Yeah, yeah. We all do.
It's definitely better than my chew. It's more powerful than my chew.
Whoa, that's pretty powerful.
First off, why wasn't Trump wearing a bulletproof vest?
He may have been. You know, not a vest, but they have
he didn't have a vest on. His shirt was open when they were taking him out.
Yeah, but a lot of times they'll wear, like Reagan did, they have like a T-shirt. You know, it's like a T-shirt, which can help, you know, retard the bullet going through. He may have had that on. I don't know. So, yes.
And the next thing.
It could have been because it was so hot there.
That's a lot, true, because they said it was like a heat index of over 100.
Yeah, it was,
And the other thing is, on the sniper that took out the shooter, was that a 50 caliber?
I
saw that setup. It looked like a 50 caliber.
It could have been. They are using 338 Lapua's, and which also has that same ability to disintegrate a target. They had to use DNA to identify the guy.
There had to be a red smear in the sky.
It was.
When they hit.
Yeah.
And the other thing, and Linda was just talking about it. As far as the Secret Service agent lady that couldn't figure out how to handle her gun, she didn't know how to get it out of the holster or get it in the holster or anything.
If you can touch your belly button, you can get your gun back.
You know, I was telling Carl, in all of the times that when you think it's almost like when we were told to evacuate for the fire. In that sense, you know. But they're supposed to be trained, and there's something that happens with the actuality of it's proof right there.
We're not making
there.
Excuses, but, no, and, but that's a good point.
The actuality of what happens with adrenaline that hits your body, even though you've trained and you've never really been in the real live thing of what can happen with, you know, your hands, your mind, motorism from your mind to your hands to an action.
Muscle memory.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing.
Muscle memory in training.
And I agree, Chris, but, you know, it's almost like it's in the reptilian side of your brain. It is. You've done it so much that it's just automatic. You don't even think about it. Now, the one thing I did see that was when it happened, four or five agents surrounded him. They had their hands in the air. And they were putting their bodies between him and
absolutely
anything else.
Right.
And then I'm sorry, just let me finish this. That response team in the black they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They were on front of the stage and they were watching everybody.
Yep. Those guys are heroes. And back to Linda talking about Tom Gresham and his radio show. I know exactly what you are talking about because he says, as far as concealed carry and developing your skills, you always, whenever you're going to handle your gun, you pull it out, you rack it, you do it, you develop that muscle memory of how to get your gun out or how to rack it, get it ready to fire. And the other part is you're talking about not being exposed of having to do what they're supposed to do. That's called the psychology of killing. And they've done studies on that where they've trained people, and they said that in a home invasion, even though you may be trained with concealed carry and you've gone through all your classes and so forth, that within 11 feet out of 8 shots, you will miss 7 times. And it's called the psychology of killing. Your mind will not let you kill somebody.
Right. I agree. I can see that.
You can.
I've not been in any kind of situation but like that, but I can understand the adrenaline fact. You can talk all around it. You can train all around it, but until you're in it, it's a whole different. How do you? I don't know.
You train.
Even your body is going to kick into a mode that even in training you cannot compare it to with the actual fact of that moment.
The psychology of killing. That's
so you ask yourself with this kid, this 20-year-old, when he aimed in on Trump it appears that a law enforcement officer came up onto the roof from a couple of things I've read, and we're still checking this out. The shooter aimed at the guy. He immediately dropped back down below the roof, which most people would do. And then he turned and started shooting. And yet, you know, his first shot was literally 2 inches from ending, if not less, ending Trump's life.
And that guy.
And it said as Trump had turned his head at that moment. So instead of having a profile, he had a straight on shot and missed. That's when how close he was.
Oh, I saw Trump had come out and said that he had just turned his head.
Yep.
I don't know, vice versa, because he said, you know, he normally doesn't read off a teleprompter. He usually spans and looks at people when he's doing his talk. And he was doing one or the other, either turning his head to look at the teleprompter or turning his head away from the teleprompter.
Yeah, one of the two.
When the bullet went by his head.
Yeah. So.
And right, wrong, or indifferent, and I don't want to what people believe or don't believe, but this was a divine intervention as far as Trump not getting killed.
Yeah, you know what? I believe that. Something happened there that it wasn't his time. And here's the thing,
right,
too. We're going to take a break. So thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Everything you said was very true.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to talk about rhetoric. And at 8 o'clock, Shasta County citizens advocating respect are coming in here. And I want to keep pounding on this. The rhetoric. I've pulled up some examples of things being said about Trump. And things that were said after the shooting that are just unbelievable. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right off of, it's 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23-24. And you know what? Let's do it again. 2025. They are the best. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They help you design jewelry. If you wanted to design your own piece of jewelry, Rebecca and Henry will help you do it, and then they'll build it there. So you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece, plus all the other types of jewelry they have at very fair prices. They're just good people there. Been there for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection. collection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Goldleaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
For my horse. You had a good 2 days out with, you know, people ask us all the time, how's your horse? And, you know, I just got to say, with a great team of, you know, Dr. Kelly Shaw, and Kelly and Kevin are farriers, and Casey at the ranch, we did take her to, for 10 days to Crazy Lady ranch, where she did like an aqua therapy while we were gone on our 2,000 mile road trip, or I wouldn't say it's more than 2,000 mile road trip, so we dropped her off there. And so Carl had 2 days of riding her, and just, she's after a year and a half of all that we've gone through with laminitis, you know, a scratch that turned to be, originally it was a scratch that turned into an infection, then she had to be like tubed. And then another one came. So it's been like, are we ever going to get a chance to ride this horse? But we went through all of that, because once you adopt a pet or you get a pet in your life, you're with that. Like, it's a part of your family. Just all of a sudden, if you adopt a baby and they get sick, you don't just like, I'm going to get rid of that baby. I mean,
get another one.
You go through it. So we've been through it.
Yep. So, yeah, took her out. Because she and I are heading out on a 4-day trail ride, and I'm just trying to get her in shape. Well, I don't think I have to worry too much about that, because we went out yesterday. I mean, went out Saturday and Sunday on the trails up in hills and stuff. And she took off yesterday at a trot, and she kept the trot for about 20 minutes. I mean, it slowed her down. We came up to a lake, and she walked around the lake and then took off again. And I need that time to get my seat back, too, on riding her. But, yeah, came back, and we got back. It was in the high 80s, and only she had very little sweat on her, so she's ready. She's probably readier than I am. I want to talk about the rhetoric, and this is something that's been going on. I listened to some of the shows yesterday. And the media has been attacking, and people have been attacking Trump for 10 years. Anyway, the fact is that it wasn't working. Then he went into the law fair, where they went after him in the courts. That wasn't working, and in fact, today they just dropped the classified documents case against him in Florida because of the Supreme Court ruling. So you had to ask yourself what's left. And these are things you don't want to talk about out loud, but you can now, is violence. The only thing they hadn't done is physical violence against Trump. The fact is, too, is I was surprised to hear, is that Trump doesn't have the full presidential security detail anymore because he's not president. But he still has, you know, the footprint there, but not as much. And according to different sources, they had asked the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and also the Secret Service to up his detail. And that had been denied. However, that I have not seen that. I haven't seen the Secret Service's response. The only one I said what I saw was, oh, they didn't ask. Well, this is going to be one of those things that it's going to take an investigation. But here's the thing is, how many times have you heard Trump being compared to Hitler? That he said that the Nazis are very fine people, which he never said. Lied about him being a racist, lied about him trashing World War II troops. So it's, you know, things that they would take out of context, but then the hatred of him. Kathy, whatever her name is, that comedian that took the photo the very first time, took a photo of holding
Gifford holding
a severed head of Trump, and it ruined her career. Thank God. Back then. Now you've got people saying that he is the end of democracy. I mean, we're talking Pelosi and others. And they're talking about how this man, if he gets elected, is going to end elections. He's going to start Jim Crow again. He's going to, you know, it's all, you know, about slavery. And these terrible, terrible things they were saying about him. And you get an impressionable person in today's society who only reads headlines, looks at TikTok, you know, YouTube and all of this. And they believe this instead of researching it for themselves. I mean, so many people do that anyway, but you get somebody like this. So this rhetoric that we've been hearing for years, Biden actually said it's time to put him in the bullseye, but that one was taken out of context. He was talking about, Biden was talking about, hey, I've been in the bullseye for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's time to put the pressure on Trump, put him in the bullseye. I understand. That's just, you know, that is a, you know, that's a phrase that people immediately, you know, they catch on to.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, the rhetoric on both sides is horrible.
Well,
you are saying, Trump has said, Biden's the worst president that has ever been, and he's destroying our country.
Yeah.
Well, somebody could say, well, if he's destroying our country, a real patriot would do something about that. So, anyway, it's timed, and both sides have said this. We need to tone down the rhetoric. We need to kind of get back into something. Melania Trump, I don't know if you have that.
I don't, but what I will say is that I went on to USA Today. I've been looking all across the board here, but Joe Scarborough and Morning Joe, which is a very, very popular on MSNBC, was not on the air today. CNN is reporting. Now, you know that they're, we're talking about MSNBC, and CNN is saying they were kept off the air partly over concerns of a guest might make impertinent statements.
Well, they had a congressman's worker, staffer, said, oh, gee, maybe that guy should have had your gun to the range a lot more. Well, she was immediately fired. But they had this strategist for this billionaire who put this out to all the reporters. He says, you've got to look at the fact that he staged this, that Trump staged this. And then he came back the next morning and said, well, you know what? I overspoke. But see, these are things that are coming out even after the guy gets shot. Oh, he staged it. Oh, you know what? Billionaire that supports Biden told him that, you know, Trump should be made into a martyr. And then he came back. He said, what I meant was, you know, it doesn't make any difference what you meant. It's what you said. Because you trying to clean it up afterwards is too little too late. But it's the rhetoric that we've been hearing. Now, will it tone down? I think it will be in the campaigns and maybe even some of their close surrogates. But look at the things that were posted on after the reports of the shooting. How many sick people are out there wishing that Trump had been killed? Wishing that he had been killed. Most of these people, I would say the vast majority of them, maybe all of them, have never been around anybody being killed.
Well, I told you after this was done, Carl. I know you have. You've seen it. And I said to you, I can hear in my mind's eye some of the people that we know in secret were saying at their table, wish it would have happened. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Because they hate Trump that much.
Well, maybe.
We just don't discuss
I know they hate Trump.
Yeah.
But not to the point of having the man killed. They want to see him destroyed in the election. But we got to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
Kesina Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, Amit Thomason. After narrowly surviving Saturday's attempt on his life and the trauma surrounding that, it's a court victory for former President Trump, a victory in the classified documents case out of Florida.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has thrown out the classified documents charges against Trump, saying the special counsel is not authorized to conduct the prosecution. The ruling is a huge legal victory for the former president, and it comes on the opening day of the Republican National Convention here in Wisconsin, where he is set to formally receive the party's 2024 nomination. In June of last year, Trump pleaded not guilty to mishandling secret documents and obstructing justice. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
One slight move, a tilt of the head, is what saved the life of former President Trump when he was targeted by that would-be assassin at Saturday's rally in western Pennsylvania. In addition to thanking law enforcement, offering condolences to shooting victims and their loved ones, Mr. Trump is giving thanks to God for saving his life. Many questions in the aftermath of the close call, including how the gunman could have gotten access to a nearby rooftop. House Speaker Mike Johnson promising a thorough congressional investigation.
This is a horrific act of political violence. It ought to be roundly condemned. Obviously, we can't go on like this as a society. Our prayers are with President Trump, all the rally attendees, certainly the family of the individual that lost their life and those who were injured.
Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press, President Biden speaking from the Oval Office last evening.
A former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America.
And Mr. Trump now in Milwaukee, where the Republican convention does get underway later today. Wall Street, the Dow up 262 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Two close allies, not exactly friends of the U.S., are strengthening their military ties.
China and Russia have begun joint naval drills at a military port in southern China. The exercise comes just days after NATO accused China of enabling the war in Ukraine because of its support for Russia. The Chinese Defense Ministry said in a brief statement that the operation had nothing to do with international and regional situations and didn't target any third party. The joint drills, which began in Guangdong province, are expected to last until mid-July. China's state TV said the drills are aimed at demonstrating the capabilities of the navies in addressing security threats and preserving peace and stability globally and regionally. I'm Karen Chamas.
One of Germany's busiest rail lines, 44-mile stretch between Frankfurt and Mannheim, closing for 5 months. The country launching an effort to get its notoriously disruption-prone rail network back into shape. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sadly, tragically, former President Trump is far from alone when it comes to being targeted by a would-be assassin. Others have been targeted down through the decades, and four U.S. presidents were shot to death.
Before Saturday's attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. Presidents Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush survived assassination attempts. Ron Taylor reporting.
Almost a week after Hurricane Beryl brought down trees and power lines, more than a quarter million utility customers, homes, and businesses still without power in the Houston area. Texas Governor Abbott calling for an investigation of CenterPoint Energy's preparations for the storm. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Monday, yes, the beginning of the week, the 15th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's here and it's National I Love My Horse Day. And?
Yes, it is. And also, today is National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Flash fire?
Pet fire. Pet dog fire safety day. So I think it means that you have to prepare your dogs like...
Oh. Yep. Okay.
Like to...
Can you spell it, please?
Pet fire?
Pet. P-E-T.
Oh, pet fire.
Yep. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Pet, that's all right. Pet fire day. So absolutely get your pets, yes.
Yes, which means make sure your pets are prepared.
Yes.
Go bags.
Yeah, the go bag for the pet. Okay, sunny and hot today with a high of 103. My gosh, we're happy with 103 after 118, right? And as we progress through the week, I'm just going to give you a quick update. Tomorrow we're going to be actually under triple digits. So can we hear, like I said, the drum roll, the ha-ha, the... You know, the band plays on 97 on Wednesday. We go back up to triple digits on Thursday with 101, and Friday will be around 108. So, really no showers, even though I was surprised at a little bit of raindrops yesterday. I said, who washes their car in the rain? Moi. I went out there and did the old.
Did it rain? I mean, where I was at, it was overcast.
Little drops.
Yeah, overcast and humid, but never, you know, I was out in Palo Cedro. So.
Right. I went to one of those, drive in and do your own car wash and, try to get off 2,000 miles plus of bugs without it professionally being done. Now, I really worked hard. There's still some on there, but I just thought at this point, hey. But anyway, so the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson.
Veteran-owned business.
Yeah, veteran-owned business. They've been with us, and we do the weather where they sponsor the Kinney family. They're great. You know, there's wonderful things. Moving forward, always Shasta Gas, Propane, 365-3793.
Discounts
for seniors and veterans.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like to say that because...
You know, when you try to whisper to me, you never whisper to me.
No. What I try to do is I speak in Croatian to you. and then you think you're having problems. Why can't I understand what he's saying? It's because I'm whispering in Croatian. Which is a very difficult...
You're rolling your R's and you're saying a lot of V's.
I speak better Ukrainian than I do Croatian. And I speak much better Navajo than I do Ukrainian. So... But speaking of foreign entities, we have with us Shasta County citizens advocating respect. And I think this is really, I'm glad you're on today.
Yes.
I am too. Terribly horrified about what happened on, not horrified, and not even really surprised about what happened Saturday.
Stunned is kind of
stunned,
you know, the word I'm feeling.
Well,
and sad.
Sad that we've gotten to this point again in our country. And when the guy was mentioning presidents have been assassinated and others have been assassination attempts. I did not hear him say Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe he did, but Teddy Roosevelt, right before a speech, a guy shot him in the chest. It went through his speech, which happened to be like 47 pages he had folded up in his pocket, went through that. It pierced the skin and went into him. And because of the location of the bullet, he carried it the rest of his life. But he gave the speech.
What, he was such a tough coot.
Susan
Wilson, speaking of tough, and I won't say tough coot, but she's tough and she's wonderful and she's fair and she's kind. Good morning, Susan Wilson.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Yeah. I think I've missed like two or three.
Well, you know what?
Meets here.
You go to Europe.
I went to Europe.
I had
a great vacation in Europe.
My God.
You enter a gymnastics contest there. You do a double backflip down the stairs of a cathedral.
Where they don't have ADA. I mean, there's no handrails.
No.
You've got to help yourself
down
the stairs.
So you did a double backflip down there. And we got the first message. Susan won't be there.
Did you just, like many of us, just lose your footing?
Yeah, I mean, it literally stubbed my toe.
Yeah.
And went down.
Yeah.
And then what happened was actually I tore the muscles in my right leg, and one of the muscles that was attached to my pelvic bone disattached. So the leg didn't work. Actually, it doesn't work all that well yet.
Okay.
They say, evidently this is a common sort of accident that happens to people who play football.
Oh,
you know, because you twist and
yes.
you rip. And,
okay.
And so it's a common one. And they say 3, 6, 9 months a year.
Okay. So my question is, where were you in Europe?
I was in Ireland.
Ireland, going down the steps of a cathedral. Of a cathedral.
But I have to tell you, the Irish, there was some question about whether I could get on the plane or not because they didn't want anybody with a broken hip on the plane.
Right.
So there was a question about that.
Blood clots. They don't want to be.
Yeah. So I went to the doctor. I went to the clinic, and they did an MRI. They did two X-rays. They called an ortho person. They gave me crutches. They gave me a walker. And they said, "I'm sorry, we're going to have to charge you for this." I said, yeah, "Of course you are. You know, $320."
Would you call that socialized medicine?
I would call that socialized medicine. Yeah. And 300 of it was for you're not Irish bill. I mean, literally, they did everything. And they took such good care of me, getting me on the airplane, taking care of me when I was on the airplane. It was really stunning.
On the plane, you then can't, you've got to be like, well, maybe you can't be sitting up. You've got to have a couple spaces next to you so you could sit a certain position.
I had a space long enough to lay down in.
Okay. And so, this could happen to anybody, even here. You know, you stub your toe and you fall.
Yep.
Did you go down like 3 steps or
no.
I'm trying to get like, did you go fall? Did you fall flat? Did you fall down?
I twisted and went down.
Okay.
And the twist was the killer, you know. The
all
twist
right.
ripped the muscles.
So then you get back to the States, and then what? They start all over, or
they
start
all
the
over.
Same record?
They start all over. I brought the records back. The Irish were really wonderful. I brought the records back.
Okay.
But by then, some of the other things were more obvious. One of the things that that shows when you rip those muscles is you get a bruise on the inside of your leg.
Okay.
The bruise sort of went from below my knee all the way up to my groin.
Okay.
I have this big black bruise.
Wow.
And they said, well, for sure, you ripped the muscles.
Okay. And so. I can only imagine, this is going to sound weird, but just what it is, the act of trying to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but we all do it, like from standing to sitting. How that must have been extremely painful.
That's the worst part of this whole thing is really – I can shuffle along.
Yes.
I laugh and I tell people I move from Frankenstein's shuffle to someone who rides horses for 100 miles on a trot. That's what it feels like.
You
get off the horse and you go, oh.
Yeah, but you were sitting in the lobby, so you've come a long way.
I've come a long way.
Yeah, you can actually sit down, get up, and walk you through. So how long has it been?
2 months.
Okay.
2 months.
But you're a fighter, so you're going to do everything you can because you got to get out and about. I know you, Susan. You're not going to sit there and let it be the victim of.
That's
you
right.
are going to fight That's this right. all the way. But you're saying that you've never been in so much pain.
I've never, ever, ever been in so much pain. And I have a very high pain threshold, you know. And I would just sit there and tears would just leak out of my eyes.
What's your takeaway? What would you share with listeners who are like with your experience? You go to Europe, you know, they were good to you. They gave you like the great, treatment. But what's your takeaway that you would share with people with your pain and in recovery?
I would say accidents happen, and recovery depends on how your brain and you help your brain deal with it.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot to be said for medication, doctors, all those kinds of things. There's tons to be said for it. But, you know, it's in your brain. You've got to say, you know, tomorrow I think I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take 2 steps. And, right. you know, I've worked really hard just – one day at a time, coming up with
right
the next thing, and I've had good assistance. I go to physical therapy, and it's worked out pretty well for me.
All right, we are going to have to take a break. It's 8:15. We're here with Susan Wilson. We're going to be talking, but you know, it's great that I love the fact that you were sharing something of a personal nature and what it is to have been injured and getting well. And the mindset around that, because I really believe that, you know, you can heal yourself. You can. Your body is the most miraculous thing on the planet. People
yes.
forget that.
Yes.
We have been given the best gift, and that is our body and how you deal with it every day and talk to yourself
Thanks.
And healing yeah. is just it's a really big thing. Studies have been done that, you know, you too can heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, let's talk about what we're going to do with our minds. After the assassination attempt with Susan Wilson, we'll be right back.
Anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Monday, the 15th of July, 8:20 in the morning, 78 degrees out there. It appears the chat room may be working. So hop, you know, so please do me a favor and hop in there and test it out to make sure that it is. At least it seems like it was a couple of seconds ago. Okay. Our guest today is Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we were just talking in the first segment about why you don't do double backflips down cathedral steps in Europe.
That's right. That's right.
What's the, okay, this is the last question we'll ask. How was the hospital care, and where were you?
I wasn't in a hospital. I was in Ireland, and I went to their clinic. Well, actually, it was the clinic was in a hospital.
Right.
It was just, it was outstanding.
Okay.
Simply outstanding and cheap.
Well, of course it is, which is because they put all their money into social medicine and social things.
Yeah.
And that way they have no lifestyle after that. Anyway, okay. Susan, this horrific incident on Saturday.
Oh, horrific.
It didn't surprise me. It was what was left. They tried to take Trump down. Well, he took Trump down at the election, but that wasn't enough. Then for 3 years, we've been hearing nothing that he's a Nazi, a demon, hearing people say he should be assassinated, plays being written he should be assassinated. People, you know, one guy tried to tackle him on the stage and made him into a folk hero. All these things. And it doesn't take a great mind to figure what the next step is.
Uh-huh.
And then today, the Supreme Court the Florida judge, from what I understand, dropped the classified documents case.
Huh.
Because of the ruling. And then now you have to wonder about the case in Georgia, how that impact that's going to have. Plus the fact of the sentencing of Trump by the judge in
New York.
That's had a big ramification. So, were you surprised that there was an assassination attempt?
I don't know if surprise is the right word. I picked the word.
I think your guest is here.
Do you know Miriam?
Mm-hmm.
I think my word is stunned. I was just stunned. You know, because really he has...
Go on.
He has a crowd that loves him.
Half the country voted for him.
And so we have half the country voting for him, and somebody shoots him. You know, it just, to me, the fact that you would shoot somebody just is, it's more than I can cope with. You know that about me. You know, it's just that we have gone to this whole language now
that's so aggressive and so nasty, and it comes from Trump, it goes to Trump, it comes from Biden, it goes to Biden, and it's not...
And all the surrogates.
And
the media. The media. The one. They just... If it bleeds, it leads. That means anything they say is okay. So here's what I'm getting at is this was not a surprise. Tucker Carlson, whom I haven't heard in a long time because he's been off the air, said this a couple years ago. He says it's just a matter of time because if everything else fails, what's left? And you're being told that he's going to destroy democracy. He's going to put people of color back in chains. I've seen these things. And a kid that does nothing but listens to TikTok, gets his information from YouTube and all these other...
Facebook. And
all these other places.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're a patriot if you save the country.
And I think that we have to be thoughtful and not just limit this to the presidential election.
No.
I think this language thing is all over the place.
It comes all the way down here, in the county.
It comes into our county, you know. And we've talked about this before. You know, what happens at our Board of Supervisors meetings?
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. It's unacceptable. You know, and so that is really an issue. And then this aggressive approach towards people that you for some reason don't like, and sometimes people can't even tell you why they don't like that person that they're being so aggressive towards. You know, and you're sitting there going, "Whoa." So one of the things that when I was researching maybe after the shooting on
Love it when
Saturday,
you bring stuff in.
Is this Assembly Bill 2041, and I'll just tell you what it is.
Which assembly? Oh, ours?
Our assembly in California. Yeah. And one of the things that they have been trying to do, they tried to do it last year. Gavin Newsom did not sign it, so it came back up this year, and I'm betting it's going to get signed. And it's about people who are running for office or in office can be reimbursed for safety procedures towards their lives. I mean, it started with the Nancy Pelosi thing. You know, do you have adequate safety stuff on your house?
You mean talking about cameras and alarm systems?
Cameras, alarm systems, stuff like that.
Of all the billions of dollars they waste in this state, I wouldn't really have a problem with that. Because you're not talking about, you know, millions of dollars per individual. You're talking about a security system of cameras, lights, and, you know, alarms.
Right. So what, I mean, specifically, and the reason that Gavin Newsom said he wouldn't pass it last year was he said it was not specific enough. But this is about reasonable costs of installing and monitoring a home or office or both electronic security and reasonable costs for providing personal security for a candidate, elected officer, or immediate family or staff of a candidate.
Okay, well, when you get into that one, then it becomes...
Let me just finish this. You can use the money to buy a firearm, and you can use the money to provide services to a relative within the third degree of consanguinity of a candidate or elected officer unless the relative owns or operates a professional personal security business. So it limits who you can pay for the personal security.
Okay, so they're saying you can actually use this money to buy a gun and take lessons on how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
From this assembly? You know what? I would love... You don't know.
I can't imagine.
Cannot imagine how I would love to see the Dems down there saying, "Oh gosh, you know, let's go out and buy a gun and take classes to protect myself because the police can't do it because they're not right there. Secret Service can't even do it. So I need to be able to protect myself and my family." Boy, I am all for that. Now, what I'm not for is, I am an assembly member from L.A. and I need a 24-hour-a-day, you know, protective, you know,
27 group. 27 people to protect me.
I need a minimum of four people per shift to protect me 24 hours a day. Now, No. You're talking about security around their home and their offices. You want to be able to buy a gun for self-protection, which you should be able to do anyway on the money they get, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And training. That's the other part. You got to be trained to be able to do it. Okay. I can see that. And people in your family could have it. Okay. But I really don't have a problem with that because you don't see it so much at the assembly level and the senator level, but then again, I'm not one of them, so I don't know what kind of hate letters they get or threats against their life.
Well, city council here in Reading, I mean, you know, ask Mary Rickert. She's had so many different...
Right. The Board of Supervisors locally is really a nasty little place.
Yeah, it's a nasty little cesspool, if you ask me.
And then we have to think about even the bigger world. So we're thinking all in politics.
Right.
You know, just like I moved back from the president, all in politics. Yes. Think of what that does to our children.
Yes.
What our children are learning, and a lot of that they're learning from media, right?
Yeah.
They're learning it
from
the media.
Which has no governor on themselves anymore to report the news. Now it's news opinion or opinion news. And you get some of these people that are out there saying things that are just horrendous. And yet it's being, and it goes out 24 hours a day.
And it's being noted on every social media.
Social media. I mean, people don't have control of what their kids see anymore, even though they could. All right, you got to take a break. Now, we give away a flag every Friday, United States flag, an American flag, made in America, from the Flag Center. And we do it by people calling in and just leaving your name and your phone number. And we've given away, gosh, 8, 9 flags now.
From the Flag Center.
From the Flag Center. And we have got another one to give away this week. So you give us a call at 530-605-4565. And just give your name and a phone number and hang up. That's all you have to do, and you get thrown into our drawing envelope. Well, it's a jar, really. And so give us a call, 605-4565, rest of the show. It doesn't have to be right now, for the rest of the show, and you get entered and get a chance to win a free flag this Friday at 8:15. We'll be right back.
So you all know.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Radio here in the studios. You missed my happy dancing going on in here. That's why. Oh, I'm not sure, but I think Miriam turned her face away. And okay. Good morning.
So we haven't introduced Miriam yet.
No, I haven't finished what I was getting ready to say, Susan.
Okay.
8:35 in the morning here on the 15th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I tell you what. The greatest barbershop I've ever gone to. Never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. Locally owned. They've been there. They were formed in 1960. Been where they're at since like 1968. Decor has not changed. They painted it a couple of times. But anyway, it's veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, give discounts for seniors and veterans. Keep tapping your finger, and I'm going to stab you with this pen, okay? It's man's last stronghold. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. You can, too. So it works out in your schedule. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold. There. Okay. Now
we have Well, we have a new guest that has come to join us today, and that's Miriam Calmogo. Good morning.
Good morning. Yep.
So glad to have you with us today. I know that you've been on before, and I missed that show, and you were you are with an organization that Livy here and brought share with
a
our
taste of Africa.
Taste
here,
of Africa.
Yes. And it was. It was really one of my sad days because we were out of town.
Food and all that.
Because
how did that go?
I wanted to eat my way through Africa, frankly.
I would say it was amazing. It was beyond our expectation. The community really came out and embraced that, the group that put it together, the food. It was great. That's really what we wanted to see. Community, yeah. People coming together, and even finding like, value in the differences that they can see, like the different food and the different dressing that they would see, and that was really what we saw.
And the questions about countries and you know, lifestyles and all that,
yes.
You know, that's where you'll start learning when you're talking to people. You're not reading about it.
Nope.
You're talking about it like, you know, what's your average day? How does your day work?
Embracing cultures.
embracing culture and getting getting the real, as you were talking about, the real information from the people there. That it was an opportunity to really ask. Okay, you can even say, oh, I read this online, and I read this about Africa or about your country, and is it really like that? So you get to kind of like learn more.
Yes.
Well, you're hearing it from somebody that's been there.
And talk to people who know.
It's not being filtered through somebody's idea of what of what they should write.
Yes.
No matter how objective you write something, it's still not the same as you asking me, well, what's it, what was it like to live in Idaho? You know, and I could tell you what it was like to live in Idaho. And then you go, oh, okay, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But just like if I ask, you know, anybody there at the event that day, what's your average day like when you were there?
Yeah.
So anyway, no, I'm glad it was a huge success.
And really what we said at the beginning is that we wanted to show our shared humanity, because we are, that's what unites us. We are all humans. And if we see each other, you know, that way, I think we will have more respect about each other, more understanding, and instead of really like hating each other.
Fear.
Yes.
If we could
because
change.
Of fear, because you don't understand something.
Exactly.
Right.
And this goes into, I mean, I could be real cynical after my life. I mean, I could be real cynical because I've been in a lot of different countries. And I have discovered that no matter what your race is, no matter what your religion is, that there are evil people out there.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to be cynical when you see it. But when you end up interacting with people, it kind of takes that edge off. I mean, we're there for a certain reason. I mean, we're there for combat. But when my men and we were interacting with different groups of people, it helps. It helps to understand why you're there. Because you're there to stop, in many cases, to stop the bloodshed and other things. But you think, oh, okay, we've accomplished this, and so now there's going to be peace.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It rarely happens.
Rarely happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, and in terms of this, with Africa, the face of Africa, the Sikh community is going to have their annual now. They did it last year, and they're going to do it again this year, called Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. And it's, I don't have the date with me, unluckily. However, it's in October, so maybe we'll have a chance to bring Amarjeet and we'll talk about it.
We were there from one of the, it wasn't that event, it was a different event. We were there for a live remote.
But all the cultures, all of the different, come together in the North State here.
So it'll be everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. So I'll get the flyer to you, actually.
Yeah.
So then, and we'll try and include Amarjeet. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think that when we talk about racism, I mean, we're talking about the same issues that come up with this nasty language thing. You know, racism is when we approach something with inaccurate, unformed data in our brains, you know.
And it's also generational, that can be passed down, like this is how my parents thought, so that this is what, you know,
or the community that I grew up in.
Yes, exactly. And you know, so with the traveling that I have done, and I will say, as we were talking in this segment, that I do wish that sometimes some of the words could change as far as we are America. It's the greatest. It's the mightiest. I would like to say we are the land of the free. We are, we have great opportunity, and we're fair. And this is how I would like to think of when we talk about our United States, which are definitely not united, but we try to, you know, these are terms that have been passed down as well. Mm-hmm. But to think that we're mighty and to think that we're great and not
to think that we're the best.
Yes.
We keep saying we're the best.
Yes.
We are not necessarily the best about everything.
We aren't the best about everything, but we do have a lot of different people from parts of the world that want to come here because of the fact that they get treated differently. Now, I can say in my years of traveling, when I went across the border in China
and they had the red stars on their hats and machine guns at the border, you knew that you were not going to be an ugly, loud American. And I think that we have a tendency, when I lived in Hong Kong and I performed in Hong Kong and I've been to West Africa, is that you just have got to decide you are not going to be an ugly American and loud. When you come through, you're quiet. You try to understand the culture. But you can tell when those people are loud and think this is the way it is because I'm an American. It's very rude and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that I think that if we could all just take a step back and think about, you know, we have this melting pot of people in our country.
And we're lucky to have that melting pot.
And we are so lucky to have that melting pot.
But let me add this, though. Americans do not have a corner on this. When we went to saw the Sistine Chapel,
mm-hmm.
people from other countries could have run that for everybody by disobeying the rules, being loud, taking photos, and everything. So it's when we talk about the old quote, the ugly American, there's also ugly Japanese,
sure.
ugly
yeah.
Germans,
sure.
ugly Italians.
Yes,
ugly,
I know.
I mean, you can go through every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Miriam knows what I'm talking about, I believe. But going into another culture, you should try to pick up as much as you can
mm-hmm.
from it.
Yeah. yeah.
How they, you know, maybe there's forms of dress that offend people.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that before you go in.
Bare mm-hmm. shoulders. You can't wear bare shoulders. You have
mm-hmm.
to have your head covered in certain museums. White pants in certain countries. Showing too much body in certain cultures is just offensive. But my point is that let's come back into what we're talking about being civil. Civil, especially with what's happened with the Saturday events with the President Trump, former President Trump, and the attempt on assassinating him and the rhetoric that's going on, which is what we're talking
mm-hmm,
about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got sidebarred, but it all does come together as far as, like, who am I? Each individual, what am I doing today? Am I spreading mm-hmm. hate, monger hate? Am I spreading negativity, or am I opening myself to listen and be like, we're in this together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have to take a break, and we will be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition, the 15th of June. Welcome back.
It's really the 15th of July.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
The our guest tomorrow.
It is, sorry. What did I?
Our guest tomorrow.
7:15.
Will be Joshua Johnson, who is
the newest
appointed city council person, that will join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And so we can talk about what he thinks. And Joshua, believe it or not, listens to the show.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I was talking about him the other day, he texted me then and said, I'll be glad to come on. And so we got him on today, tomorrow morning. We can talk about what his thoughts are
right now
that he's been appointed to the city council. The other thing is that we wanted to mention three names.
A man killed at a campaign rally for former President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania on Saturday has been identified, and we know that, but we just want to bring up his name today for prayers for his family. He was 50 years old. He was a former fire chief, Corey. This is how I'm going to say his name, Comparator, I'm not sure, from Pennsylvania. Two other Pennsylvania residents were also shot at the rally. Shapiro said they were identified as Pennsylvania State Police as David Dutch, 57, and James Copenhaver, 74. They both are in stable conditions.
There's a GoFundMe page for... tell me the gentleman's name one more time that was killed.
Corey.
Yeah, for Corey, there is a GoFundMe page.
Comparator.
Right. There's a GoFundMe page for people to help. It has so far been very successful.
Great. They talked about that he was a girl dad, and he went to church every Sunday and loved his family and community.
And he literally put himself, as what his wife and kids said, he threw himself in front of them and, who knows, maybe saved their lives. So... it's a terrible tragedy. Okay. Miriam, you had something you were saying during the break. You said, for people.
Well, I was saying that it doesn't matter where you stand. It doesn't matter you like Trump or not, or where is your political stand. This is just not acceptable. I don't know how we reach this point, this violence. There is a saying that violence is not the solution. It's enders like your democracy. It's really, I don't know. We shouldn't. It doesn't matter. This is just not acceptable.
Thank you. And I hope what this does is people take a real good look at what they say.
Right.
Exactly. I listened to my shows this Sunday, and they were talking about what happened and the fallacies of the Secret Service and blah, blah, blah. But it's time for everybody to dial it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got a disagreement with a politician or something, think about the impact that you have on people that are listening and listening to you. So I'm listening to all of our shows.
Right.
And it's not
even just the public stuff. You know,
no.
Some stuff can be exchanged in private. You know, I mean, I disagree with – let's pick Kevin Cry because he's out there. I disagree with Kevin Cry sometimes on what he says, and I'm sure he disagrees with me on what I say. However, I have a meeting, for example, with him today to go over some things that are really important to me. Some of them are things that we would disagree on. Some of them are not. But we don't have to just, like, scream in public. To solve a problem, we need to step back and start being appropriate in our interactions.
And by the way, Kevin's show on Sunday, he had Jim Wadley here from UCBR Airport Manager. And if you haven't, you know what, I would go listen to that show because he was talking about the problems we're having at our airport and where they. Jim Wadley, who is an expert on this.
Right.
You know, he laid it out where the problems are and
how much money that airport brings to our community.
Are we talking about the big airport or Benton?
No, the
big airport.
How we lost Avelo Airlines.
Yes.
And he laid it out what happened. And so that was, you know, that show. And if people were wondering, well, gosh, what happened? And you hear one thing or another. Well, this is the guy that was involved with this thing for so many years. Okay. Susan, your thoughts.
My thoughts are that as a society, we have to get back under control, that we have to learn to exchange our thoughts appropriately, publicly, and privately, that we have to figure out how to deal with our social media a little more effectively. Because I think the social media has taught us as adults and is teaching our children. I mean, there's a whole thing going along now with the American Psychological Association saying children should not have telephones,
cell phones,
until they're like 14. It used to be like they were 3. Now we're up to 14, you know. And we have to get some
control
and it has to not be law control. It has to be personal control. It has to be informing parents. It has to be informing society to get a grip. That's where I'm coming from. And
well,
you've heard me for years.
Yeah,
so
well, it is society because it's one thing. You know, you've got states passing laws right now in school districts. When the kids come into school, they put that phone in a compartment. That's their phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it stays there for the whole day. And they have discovered so many great things that have happened since that.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond that. It goes to people with this, I call it keyboard courage, the keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
They come out and say things they would
never say to your face.
Well, and then when you get anonymous ones, which is even worse, they are total cowards, as far as I'm concerned. You know, sometimes people will put their names on and say things, and they say, okay, and then, which is bad enough. But when they're anonymous, which makes it even worse because they don't even have the courage to even stand by what they're saying.
Yeah.
They are the lowest of the low.
And the damage it's doing to the kids is really stunning.
Well,
how
about young, impressionable adults from, say, age 16 on? That's all they get their information from is social media. And then when you're in, then they get into these websites.
And now we're adding AI to the whole thing. So, which is a whole nother effect. You know?
I'm reading a series of books right now. I'm not sure it's written by a person or it's been written by AI. It's just a guy that says, oh, this is my book and blah, blah. But I'm wondering, because of the way it's written, is this AI writing this book or a series of books or not? I don't know if I'll ever find out.
It's teeth gritting.
Because they have nothing to do with society in the sense of making big decisions, but there are things in the books. But, you know, they're just, you know, the types of books you just read,
because
it's a Western, okay, so I read it. And the
but
there are
like
other
Westerns.
Things being put out there by AI and bots, yes. not this bot, but bots, robots, that is hateful. And you'll never, you know, and uncontrollable, except by you.
So what's our takeaway today?
Our takeaway is I think that we need, in the past, Scar has brought Kern Berry to town to talk about civil discourse and how do we learn ourselves to talk to each other. I think we need more of that. I think that we need... to work with our social media of different kinds, you know, and I'm talking about television, I'm talking about newspapers, I'm talking about if we want to write a letter to the newspaper and object to something the newspaper has said, let's at least model the behavior that we want to see, you know, model the behavior. Let's show people that you can make progress by being reasonable, decent, well knowledgeable, well-spoken, thorough.
Not angry.
You know, that's where I want to go from here. And
well, you know,
and of course the one thing that we disagree on is take away the guns, but
the gun
that will keep the conversation going.
Well, I had put a gun on my chair in my bedroom, and it was stood there for 2 years and did not kill one person.
Yep.
Didn't injure them.
I have guns in my house, and they have never injured anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not guns. It's our society. It's our society.
It's the people that hold the guns that we're talking about.
It's that.
And our youth is struggling. The guy that did 20 years old. So our youth is struggling. What support are we giving them?
There you go. Okay. Got to run.
Thank you.